For when philosophy fathoms the facts to which they correspond, it often finds many a grandeur beside these miseries. Athens was an holacracy. The beggars were the making of Holland. The populace saved Rome more than once, and the rabble followed Jesus Christ. There is no thinker who has not at times contemplated the magnificences of the lower classes. It was of this rabble that St. Jerome was thinking, no doubt, and of all these poor people and all these vagabonds and all these miserable people whence sprang the apostles and the martyrs, when he uttered this mysterious saying, Fex urbis lex orbis, the dregs of the city, the law of the earth. The exasperations of this crowd, which suffers and bleeds its violences contrary to all sense, directed against the principles which are its life, its masterful deeds against the right, are its popular coup d'etat and should be repressed. The man of probity sacrifices himself, and out of his very love for this crowd he combats it. But how excusable he feels it even while holding out against it, how he venerates it even while resisting it. This is one of those rare moments when, while doing that which it is one's duty to do, one feels something which disconcerts one, and which one would dissuade one from proceeding further. One persists, it is necessary, but conscience, though satisfied, is sad.